With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump spending part of the weekend criticizing participants in two of the biggest sporting events around. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting.
The president first took aim at Americans competing at the Olympics, saying one of the athletes should have stayed home after freestyle skier Hunter Hess said that wearing the flag doesn't mean I represent everything that's going on in the U.S. The president called him a real loser. And then Donald Trump complained about Super Bowl halftime performer Bad Bunny. He wrote online that the Puerto Rican singer's show was terrible and was an affront to the greatness of America. Greg Clugston, Washington.
As the president contemplates potential military action against Iran, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says Israel has a keen interest in confronting Iranian threats.
It's not just eliminating Iran's nuclear program or eliminating its enrichment capabilities, but we need to eliminate the missile capabilities, which are huge, and to stop Iran's support for terrorism throughout the Middle East and indeed the entire world.
Dr. Oren says the Israeli military is also very willing and able to partner with the United States if President Trump goes to battle with Iran.
You're talking about a very formidable air force that has succeeded in penetrating Iran's nuclear air defenses again and again and again. The Israeli Air Force, you'll recall, conducted literally hundreds of thousands of mile sorties during the last war. And we didn't lose a single airplane.
Oren was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. Seattle Seahawks have won their second ever Super Bowl. The defense was the driving force. Seattle's ferocious defense made all the difference, winning over the New England Patriots 29-13. This is SRN News. Well, missionaries are descending on the Winter Olympics.
The games in Milan and Cortina, Italy will run for the next 2 weeks, and several Christian ministries will be on the ground seeking to spread the gospel amongst the 3,000 athletes and the 2 million spectators. The International Mission Board of the Southern Baptist Convention will be handing out gospel tracts and copies of the Bible in Italian. Similar evangelistic efforts are planned for this summer's World Cup here in the U.S. Michael Harrington reporting.
Florida will not be embracing pot. A proposed amendment to the state's constitution that would have allowed recreational marijuana use for adults failed to qualify for the 2026 ballot. A spokesman for Smart and Safe Florida, the group behind the marijuana amendment, had predicted they would have the nearly 900,000 signatures needed after all petitions were processed, but officials report the amendment was 100,000 signatures short. SRN News. Economist Steve Moore is calling out blue state governors who ran as centrist but are now governing as liberals. He cites, in one case, Virginia's Abigail Spanberger.
She promised she would govern from the middle, and she hasn't even been in office for 1 month yet. And she's got a litany of so many taxes, hotel taxes, dog grooming taxes, dog walking taxes, more property taxes, this tax, that tax, Uber taxes, all of the any FedEx taxes, anything that's delivered, you're going to pay a tax on it.
And Moore predicts the 2030 U.S. Census will have a negative impact on blue states. One health official urging people to get inoculated against the measles at a time that the outbreaks are all over the states. Dr. Mehmet Oz says, take the vaccine, please. We have a solution for the problem. More details, srnnews.com.